It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Anthony Valadez is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you are fresh off of a trip to South by Southwest, right?
That's true. Recovering from the food, recovering from the music and the crazy hours. It's nice to be back home by the beach in LA.
And did you discover a lot of new bands while you were there?
I did. I discovered a lot of international bands. Went to a Japanese showcase showcasing the music out of Tokyo and Japan, and kind of opened my eyes. It's nice to see South By take on an international theme and an acceptance of world music.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the music that you have brought us today, which does come from all over the world, starting with the Australian hip-hop producer Jonty. This is Screwed featuring Steve Lacy. So who is Jonty?
Jonty, as you mentioned, is out of Melbourne. He's a very creative producer, incorporating all kinds of different sounds. But I gotta say, you know, the standout is Steve Lacy, who's only 17 years old and already Grammy nominated for his work with The Internet on the release Ego Death. And now we're starting to see him release his own music. He just dropped a 7-song project. And, you know, he's alternative, he's soul, he's rock, he's all these different things. So Steve Lacy is definitely somebody you want to be on the lookout for.
And what do you like about this song?
Well, it's just so free, and also it's very different from traditional Jonty work. This one feels very raw and very, very young, very free. And I think it's a good song to listen to in the summertime.
All right, well, now to another one. This is from the Chicago group Bottle Tree. This is called Open Secret.
Since you came and I saw through the master plan that everything that I have been looking for, nobody had ever seen it. Yeah.
The open secret.
Very interesting sound there. And by the way, Spin Magazine uses the words mutant funk to describe what Bottle Tree does.
I've heard so many great descriptions about Bottle Tree. I heard a really good one. It's Sun Ra meets Motown, Fishbone meets spiritual jazz. I guess you can go on and on. But what I love is that it incorporates the sounds and rhythms of West Africa and soul music. And I discovered these guys when I was DJing in Chicago and I was opening for them. And I really didn't know what to expect. And the performance, it was theatrical. It was as if you were transported to somewhere in the South many, many years ago. And it resonates with me, and I love it. And I also love how they incorporate the name Bottle Tree, which is something that originated in the Congo, in which you capture evil spirits and place the bottles on the trees once you capture them into the bottles. And I feel like, in essence, what these guys are doing is capturing moments, capturing sounds, capturing feeling, and placing it in a bottle and placing it on a tree.
It reminds me now of the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy, where they collect all the Coke bottles, right? Okay, well, up next, we go to the German musician Nils Fromm. This is The Shooting. Anthony, this is from a soundtrack. Tell us more about it.
The soundtrack from one of my favorite movies of all time, Victoria. It's a German movie that was released in 2015. Nils Frahm composed this for the movie. He's only 34, known for his work of combining electronic music with classical music. But what strikes me is how this piece of music is utilized in the movie. By the way, the movie is, I think it's like 134 minutes, all shot on one shot. And it's a powerful movie. If you have not seen it, please go see the movie and you'll see exactly what I mean. But, you know, living in LA, we have a lot of traffic, but I always play this track, The Shooting, to relax me. And it puts me in such a mental space that's just peaceful.
Well, and listeners to Here and Now will have heard Nils Frahm probably before, because our sound engineers love to play his music during the breaks between our segments.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and you know, the movie is incredible. Again, one shot, no takes, just perfection. And this piece of music is actually placed in one of the pivotal parts of the movie. And part of the reason why I love the movie is because of this song. So it's magic.
All right, well, now to the Los Angeles rapper John Wayne. This is Blue Green featuring Lowleaf.
I just canceled my tour. I just woke up in bed. I had last night's dinner on the sheets. I had a burning in my throat I couldn't swallow. I had shuffled to the mirror and saw death over my head. If I was sleeping on my back, I would have died. Jameson in my blood, Jameson in my eyes, Jameson on my mind. I know I need to stop, but if we're flying, it's Jameson on the ride. This how I'm making money, but it's costing my life. Digging in my arms over turbulent flights. Walking down the aisle, blood from where I scratched. The weirdest looking worry, but she's too afraid to ask.
So let's start with the lyrics, which you'd have to say are pretty bleak.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad you played that part of the song, because it's in reference to a breakdown he had. You know, this is him after a 4-year hiatus of struggling with alcoholism, and he wrote an open letter in which he posted on his social media talking about waking up in 2014 after a drunk night and having a breakdown and crying in his hotel room. And he realized that he needed to step away to kind of find himself. He's only 26 years old. And, you know, one of the things we're starting to see in hip hop and rap is, you know, with especially with Drake, are these MCs that are no longer bravado, but rather showing how human they are. And I feel like John Wayne exemplifies this, especially on this cut, Blue Green.
I just noticed, Anthony, that as we've been talking about these different artists today, you have used the word only to describe a 17-year-old, a 26-year-old, and a 34-year-old. So thank you from those of us who are 34 that we're still only 34.
Wait, you're only 34? You're such an old soul, man.
All right, well, let's move on to the next one. This is FKJ with Lying Together. Now, this is the Anthony Valadez sound that I know.
I'm getting older, man. I'm embracing new sounds. Don't put me in a box, J-Hop.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. So tell us about FKJ. What does that stand for, anyway?
It stands for French Kiwi Juice, and I'm trying to figure out a way to incorporate the word only into this. But I, you know what? Springtime is here. We needed something positive. He samples Thelma Houston's Don't Leave Me This Way. And it's funny you mentioned the Anthony Valadez. You know, I'm always in clubs spinning and DJing. And as a DJ, I love the incorporation of flipping the old with the new. And this one gets the crowd moving. And I appreciate that from FKJ.
And he's on tour right now in the U.S.
He is on tour. He's basically all over the world. He's a great example of somebody who puts music out on the internet, and now they're traveling the world because of the internet. So I'm a big fan of that, a big supporter of FKJ and things that are happening from producers that are incorporating the old with the new. So, yeah.
That's Anthony Valadez, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Anthony, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.